It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are we doing?
Pretty good, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Well, yes, all things considered. Now, last Friday, you had the NAIDOC Awards.
Yeah, it was great to actually be able to be at the awards, all COVID safe with the masks and doing all the right things. It was, as I said, to the evening, it was great that they were able to still put the function on. It's a great opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the achievements and invaluable contributions that those in the community make, the Aboriginal people who live in our community of Singleton and Musselbrook and the Upper Hunter. So Council was very pleased to sponsor the Posthumous Award category. So there was a number of people in that category who were recipients, or their families were recipients of those. And it was very moving to see those stories and see the reaction from the family members.
Now, what's happening at the Singleton Library in connection with NAIDOC?
NAIDOC art competition is on display at the library, and so go and look to have a look during this week. Don't forget your masks, of course.
Yeah.
So the topic of NAIDOC is hill country. So, yeah, it's an interesting topic, and I'm sure the artwork that will be there will be actually able to inspire those thoughts of hill country. So there's 30 works on display from the high school and 40 from the primary school. So it'd be well worth having a look at while they're on display. So congratulations to everyone that's undertaken that and been part of that. And it'd be well worth a look at. But as I said, don't forget your mask.
Now, are you looking forward to jumping on your mountain bike soon, Sue?
No, but I know a lot of people really are. They're keen to actually progress mountain bikes track in Singleton. So we're actually looking at two opportunities, one for a faster track for the more advanced and downscale for the juniors. So that they're not proposed to be happening at the same time, but we are actually doing a feasibility study and holding workshops and information as to getting feedback from people as to whether they support, whether they have concerns, whether they have comments that they wish to take us on board as to how we're developing the feasibility or the studies. So we need feedback by Friday the 30th of July, which isn't far away.
No.
There's information on the website. I know there's been lots of comments on Facebook. Some people are very keen, others not so keen. As I said, there's two possible locations that have been identified, first being on Pioneer Road and the second, which is the more basic learner facility along Bridgman Road close to the existing skate park.
Right.
So that would make sense to put something there that could be utilised in that area. So, and of course the other area is already the site that's being used by mountain bikers, although it's not a designated mountain bike riding area, but it is currently being used, and those that are mountain bike riding would know exactly where it is.
Yep.
So it's about formalising that, and it has to be done properly and not just, because there's insurance and all sorts of
absolutely
matters.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, you've got another council meeting coming up next Monday.
Yeah, next Monday night's our second last council meeting. So there's a couple of DAs, I think, that we'd be looking at that are there for approval, and a number of things that we're working through because we're getting close to caretaker period, obviously. So our last meeting has been brought forward to the 2nd of August so that it's inside the caretaker period. So, just a reminder to any candidates that are interested in running for council, come along and check out our meetings or check them out online. You could still log into the Facebook or council website and watch our meetings online.
And of course you can always hear about what's happening with the Singleton Council right on this very radio station, 981 2NM. Sue, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.